verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual. Cuando intento describir, no hallo la forma de expresar lo hermoso del amor que él a mí me da. Y así como la hiedra y la pared, así sentirme cuando estoy con él, como si fuera perla en el fondo del mar. Mi amado es señalado entre 10,000 y me confieso suya hasta el fin. Me vestiré de blanco y le daré mi vida por completo.
Esperamos que ustedes hayan disfrutado de nuestro primer segmento, ¿verdad?
So we're hoping that you enjoyed our first segment.
Vamos a seguir con este espíritu de la temporada.
So we're going to keep going with this whole Christmas spirit.
Vamos a hacer el cambio en este momento.
So we're going to make a small change here.
Para sentir el ambiente del invierno, de la nieve, de lo que es Navidad.
So to feel Christmas, snow, what is Christmas?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, okay, All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to Cristo the Rock, presented by Un Nuevo Día. We're on every Saturdays, 12 midnight to 1 a.m. on your station, 100.7 FM, The Word. Stay tuned, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Y como ustedes podrán notar, hoy llegamos un poco más temprano.
So, like you guys probably noticed, we're here a lot earlier.
Esto lo hacemos una vez al mes.
We do this once a month only.
Le estaremos avisando con tiempo.
And we're going to be telling you with time.
Pero sí estamos cada sábado.
But we are here every Saturday.
A partir de las 12 de la medianoche.
From 12 o'clock midnight.
Usted nos puede localizar a través de nuestra página saraesquivel.org o también yendo directamente a thewordfm.com. Estamos también a la par de cristotherock.com. Si usted envía sus comentarios, refiriéndose a nuestra programación, a nuestro ministerio de Sara Esquivel Ministry, les queremos pues agradecer. Haga notar ahí, ¿verdad? Y nos podrá localizar a nosotros también cuando usted va a través de cristotherock.com. Pregunte por el ministerio de Sara Esquivel Ministries.
You guys can contact us by going first to Cristo the Rock, and from there you can go on to Sara Esquivel Ministries.
Bueno, no tiene que ir primero a Cristo the Rock, pero si en caso usted por ahí es que usted nos localiza, entonces usted nos podrá encontrar. Somos el ministerio que estamos con ustedes trayendo esta programación.
You don't have to go there first, but you can find us from Cristo the Rock.
Vamos a seguir con nuestro segmento en esta tarde.
So we're going to continue with our segment at this moment.
En este momento. JB se ha preparado para traer leyes de dar.
So you're
Así
ready
es.
With rules to give, right?
¿Cómo estás, JB? ¿Cómo estás?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying myself here, and I hope everybody's doing, enjoying the
espero
night.
Espero que todos estén disfrutando la noche. Yo lo estoy haciendo.
Let's see. What I was going to talk about and bring it to you, ask Nathan a question, because this is what I'm going to be talking about right now. We're into the Christmas,
holiday.
Yeah, spirit holiday, and, exchanging gifts and stuff.
Tis the season.
Yeah, everybody's alert and wanting to give. Everybody's into that spirit. Everybody's done, getting their shopping
alertas.
Done.
Todos están alertas y quieren estar en ese espíritu de compras.
Yep. Nathan, have you done your shopping?
¿Ya hiciste sus compras, Nate?
Wow, okay, that was bad. Yes, I have. Actually, no, I haven't. I have yet to buy my little gifts for me, myself, and I. So.
For nobody else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is the gifts for other people?
Kinda. You gotta give. Anyways, so, like you see, everybody's getting his gifts together. And so really what I'm going to talk about is the importance of giving, and, is it important to give something, or what can we give? What can we see as a gift?
La importancia, ¿verdad?, de dar y qué es lo que está detrás del dar.
Yes. And so first of all, the way I see it is it's a law, kind of like gravity that we have, everybody can experience it. Everybody can feel it. It's put by God. And so giving, It's got the same fundamentals, I guess. It's a law that it's in place and that we need to take advantage of.
So is it kind of like sowing seeds, and reaping a harvest?
Yeah, kind of like a farmer would have to go out and, put a, I don't know, like corn, he's going to expect corn out of his harvest. Mm-hmm. Giving works the same way. I mean, you put in a seed, you expect the harvest. Giving is, you know, takes the same, I guess you can call it the same rules.
It's kind of like...
Kind of like what you said, the law, you know? Yeah. Law of sowing and reaping.
You're giving, you're actually sowing. Yeah. And so in that you're going to receive. And so what you sow, it's what you're going to reap.
Yeah.
And so giving, it's like an open field for, you know, you can sow anything that you want. And so this is what I'm going to be... touching on a little bit.
Vamos a tocar esos puntos que tiene JB y así esperamos que usted también tome ventaja, ¿no?, de lo que usted va a escuchar a través de JB.
In the Bible, Luke 6:38, really what that verse covers is, you know, if you give, you'll be given in return. Half of one person's joy is the experience of another's, you know, it's the experience of another person's joy. When you make someone happy, that's going to make you happy, or it should make you happy.
It should.
When you give, you're both giving and receiving. You know, I give you something, and that's already something that I'm going to be receiving. Maybe not right now, but like I said, I'm sowing, so at the end, I'm going to be getting something back. And so that's really, I see that more rewarding than really receiving something. So what can we give? What is a gift? Well, number one, it doesn't have to cost a lot or anything at all.
It's a good thing.
Yes, I guess. you gotta make it count. You gotta make it, count for somebody. Christmas, for example, you know, like everybody is out there, you know, shopping, has been called the season of giving because it's become so commercial. Many people have come to equate giving to buying. So they kind of see it like, okay, I got to go buy something because it's going to mean something. It cost me something. So, you know, it's going to be the cost, I guess, the costlier, the more expensive, the better the gift, or the more meaningful it might be.
The more valuable, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I also work in retail, and people go in spending $300. And why? Oh, because that's my girlfriend. And it's like,
yeah, and I want her to be happy.
So she can get all she wants. I'm like.
And see, and that's not always the case. It's easy to get carried away by the marketing machine that we live in today, which is, it's an amazing mechanism because, like you say, you were in retails. And it's responsible for the creation of jobs, new products, really a lot of stuff that, you know, that we can just give.
Because we have more hours to work now, so.
And so, you know, because of that, we can forget sometimes that the greatest gifts are those that cost nothing. And so, I don't know. Let's see, David, what have you gotten? What have you gotten, you know, that has been, that you have, like, found a big meaning to without, you know, that wasn't something material? What would you consider a gift?
Que no sea, no necesariamente un regalo, pero que sea algo que quiere decir mucho para ti.
Gift of life.
I guess, I guess, however much thought you put into the person, I mean, I'm sure you know your friends.
Por ejemplo, JB, usted está diciendo que él dé un ejemplo que como es, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Lo que es algo relacionado a dar algo de valor, de lo que te da valor, David.
Yeah, like, you know, your friends, you know what they like and their dislikes, and you want to have them, I guess, happy or joyful, and so you think of what they want. I mean,
yeah. Would you think like maybe cooking them a meal, or
yeah, or you know, maybe think outside the box even. I mean, you want to give what they want, I guess.
being with them.
That's what I can come up with right now, right on top of my head right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's one thing. I mean, a good example of something that doesn't cost you anything is just being with someone.
Yeah,
I mean,
time.
Really, sometimes, yeah, a little bit of your time that might be very meaningful for somebody, and that's, you know, some. I mean, for some people,
like you?
that's a, yeah, yeah, <I'm, laughs> yeah, like me.
So no, dar algo de tiempo puede ser tan de tanto valor, mucho más que algún regalo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, entonces.
Yes,
yes.
It's funny that you mentioned that first. You know, when I was young, I used to enjoy getting presents and all about me. You know, what's my uncle going to get me? What's my mom? I want this. I want that. But now, as I'm older and more mature, at least that's what I believe, I've come to enjoy the time with my family and friends a lot more. Do you think that relates to the first point that you gave us?
Yes, it is.
Is that what you're talking? Or are you talking about like handmade gifts that take time?
Well, see, what you want to do. I mean, I grew up the same way. You know, you're always, you know, growing up, you're always expecting to, okay, my mom's going to get me this. Or, you know, well, for some of us, it was like Santa Claus. Or like a lot of my family who grew up in Mexico, it's like, okay, the wise men are going to come and, you know, they're going to bring me all these presents.
Now, and man, I remember Santa Claus. I kind of miss him. But
it's kind of cruel that they told you that. He doesn't make sense.
But I realized that the credit wasn't due where it was due. I didn't get to say thank you to my parents all those years that I received those presents.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish when I was young, I could have enjoyed the time with him more, because I'll never get that back. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's really important. And I hope if you're listening this year, enjoy the time.
Yeah. And because a lot of people don't take advantage of that, they go to, they all visit parents, family, you know, everybody. They even travel long distance, and they don't and they don't enjoy the time that they spend with their family.
No disfrutan el tiempo que pueden pasar con la familia.
Yep, and it could be. I mean, there could be a family member, maybe a friend that is in a lot of need of, you know, just support of you being there, your time, and that would mean everything, you know, more than a handcraft gift or, you know, something that you just bought at the store. So that's really good.
Al lado, verdad, de la persona, es más que un regalo hecho a mano o comprado, cualquier regalo.
And so that was number one. I mean, it doesn't have to cost you anything. The second thing that I see as a gift is the change that you can make on someone's life. And again,
el segundo punto es acerca del cambio que puedes hacer en alguna persona.
A simple thank you, or you know,
gracias.
Or maybe you could say, like, you know, your smile has lifted me. You know, sometimes people's gestures, facial expressions, they also mean a lot too.
Sí, las expresiones de las personas a veces quiere decir mucho.
And so those are a lot of gifts that don't cost anything. Well, another example.
Regalos que no cuestan mucho. Otro ejemplo.
Would be maybe open up or holding out the door for somebody.
Abrir la puerta a alguien.
Mistletoe. Yeah.
If that rolls your boat. give a hand if somebody needs volunteer work.
Si alguien necesita un voluntariado, dale la mano.
That could be an organization, or that could be a neighbor.
Una organización, a tu vecino.
You know, I don't know, what are they called? Where the old people are, and you want to go ahead.
Old folks home?
Yeah, retirement home. Yes, retirement home.
Los ancianos, ¿verdad? Casa de ancianos.
Jesse, as you're reading this, change someone's life, and then you keep reflecting on giving. You know what I've learned is when you give, don't expect nothing back. Therefore, it makes it easier to give.
Yeah.
Because how many homeless people do you see on the side of the road, and you're like, I'm not going to give him anything. He could work.
Yeah.
But what if you went at it with a different state of mind and you were like, I'm going to give it to him, and no buts or ifs about it. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier to give. Wouldn't you agree?
Really.
Más fácil dar, ¿verdad? Quizás sin recibir algo será más fácil para dar.
Yeah, it is. And that kind of gives you by doing that, you really you experience the gift of receiving something from him, like, you know, because really, if you give it with the expectancy of getting something, you're always gonna be like, okay, so what about me? And what about me?
We don't want that, right?
And really, no, because then that's gonna give you that's actually going to put you on the other side of the tracks. Like, you're going to be the one wanting to receive something, or, you know, you're going to be the lonely one, I guess.
And what would be your suggestion to change that attitude of always, what about me? I mean, how does someone that thinks that
¿cómo
way?
¿Cómo cambiarás esa manera de pensar de qué acerca de mí, qué acerca de mí?
My suggestion is just what I would maybe tell someone to do is, okay, give it a try. You know, you're wanting to get something from someone.
¿Quieres obtener de algo de alguien?
The easiest thing would be go volunteer somewhere.
La forma más fácil es que te hagas un voluntario.
That is just going to change your perspective on giving big time.
Eso va a cambiar tu expectativa de dar.
Because it's not, you know, they're always expecting something material.
Siempre se espera algo material.
When you help somebody, you know, another person.
Cuando ayudas a otra persona.
First of all, you get their friendship.
Agarra su amistad.
And a relationship long term.
Y un relacionamiento que va a durar más
and
tiempo.
You know, it's always good to know other people because you know, on the journey of life,
siempre es bueno conocer otras personas.
They're always going to be there to give you a hand.
Siempre va a haber alguien ahí para que te dé la mano.
So it's really like a big, you know, just having somebody's friendship, somebody being with you, that's like a present that you're going to be getting not only on Christmas, but you know, tomorrow, going to church. Let's say you have a flat. You call up a friend, and you know they're always gonna. Hopefully, they'll show up.
Un regalo que se puede dar en cualquier temporada.
And so, I mean, and that comes in. I mean, so more of those examples could be.
Más de los ejemplos.
Like
que
writing, if you're gifting and writing poems, and you want to give that as a.
Escribiendo poemas y quiere dárselo a alguien.
That's like encouragement right there.
Eso es como yeah. Para ánimo o animar a alguien.
Yeah, you know, you appreciate their help
for
the past year.
So, Jesse, what are you going to do this year to change someone's life?
¿Qué vas a hacer en este año
para I hate to put you on the spot like that, but, you know, disculpa, general.
I got to do something.
¿Qué vas a hacer? ¿Qué vas a hacer?
Well, there's going to be, what do they call it? Like a toy wrap for Feed the Children.
Envolver regalos a esa organización que se llama Alimenta a los Niños.
And so I'm going to volunteer for that. I think it's going to be towards right before Christmas, you know, here in a couple of days.
Me voy a dar de voluntario ahí unos días antes de la Navidad.
And it's down in San Antonio. They have their headquarters over there.
Allá están las oficinas centrales en San Antonio.
And I'm planning on, you know, going and wrap some toys, put my talent to work.
For me, right?
Yeah, and yeah, I'm going to take you with me so you can help me wrap some of those toys. awesome. And then, you know, the third one could be deliver someone from loneliness. And really what number one and number two are going to really come up and they're going to come up and just do their work by itself on working. You know, it's going to kind of work as a result. To deliver someone from loneliness. I was kind of surprised. I was going through some of the newspapers and, you know, just reading stuff on the internet.
Estaba por ahí leyendo la internet y leyendo el periódico.
And it's amazing how many people feel lonely.
Es increíble cuánta la gente se siente sola.
You know, around this time of the year.
Don't we all, though?
I mean, we're all... Everybody's out in the mall. You see a lot of people shopping.
Toda la gente está en el mall comprando.
You know, and it's always like, okay, am I by myself? Am I the only one that's, you know, just trying to get my shopping done? And really, it's a lot of people. If you would stop and ask and get a conversation with some of the people that are there.
Si haces conversaciones, vas a encontrar que hay mucha gente igual.
So, Jesse, let's encourage our audience to make a new friend.
A decirle a la gente que se hagan de amigos, de un amigo.
Before the year is over, you know, so that maybe you can come to someone's loneliness and help them.
Que vaya con alguien que esté solo y ayudarle.
That would be a really good idea. I mean, that should be one of our goals for, you know, year after year. Get to know more people and get involved in their lives as well.
Because I enjoy having friends. I enjoy having company. I don't, you know, and so these people that are lonely... I would hate to be in their position. It seems like a sad place to be.
No me gustaría estar en esa posición. Se mira que es bien triste estar ahí.
Yeah, and I mean, just friendship is one of the biggest.
Amistad es una de las más grandes.
Gifts that you can give to anybody.
Just, es un regalo que le puedes dar a todos.
It's also, I mean, this time of the year, that's when you want to be around your friends.
En esta temporada quieres estar alrededor de tus amigos.
And so. There's a quote that I have from this guy, Winston Churchill.
I like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. You like the guy.
Un dicho de este señor que tengo aquí. Voy a leerlo.
It says, we make a living by what we get, but we make life by what we give. And so that's like that right there tells you that you can live and get something, but really the only way you're going to change lives is by giving, and not only change other people's lives but your life as well.
So para cambiar vidas va a ser a través de dar.
Well, Orsara, what did you think of his segment? I thought it was pretty interesting. Thank you, Jesse.
Yo, gracias, sí. Es una manera en la que todo mundo se identifica. A soledad. ¿Sabes, Jesse? Una cosa que me interesó es que cualquiera puede estar involucrado, ¿verdad?
You know what interests me, Jesse, is that anybody can be involved at this time.
Involucrado en, yes, eso, en estos puntos que tú estás dando.
Involved in the points that you just gave us.
Sí, cambiar vidas.
To change lives.
Salir de la soledad.
To mm-hmm. not be lonely anymore.
O sea, que nadie está, decir yo no puedo realizar uno de estos puntos. Yo creo que todos podemos.
I think that yep. nobody can be say that, and no, I cannot make these points, because I think everybody could.
And it's the reason why I picked this is because we could go into what kind of gift can we get, you know, who can get the most expensive gift and impress.
Sí, quería porque la manera de decir quiero impresionar a través de los regalos.
And I wanted to focus on something that was easy for everybody to do, even if it sometimes might seem uh-huh. insignificant or like, okay, I do this every day. I'm with my mom every day. Uh-huh. Why would I want to encourage or talk to her more? But there's a difference. But there's a difference in just being there and just talking about regular, uh-huh. just everyday stuff. Then, okay, here, this is really important. I wrote you a poem. This is how I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to put your heart into it, and that's what's just going to change the way you look at giving and the way you change somebody else's perspective on giving.
Queremos agradecerte, JC, por estos puntos y nos preparamos para una pausa.
So I want to give you thanks for all these points, and we're going to get ready for a small pause right now.
Usted puede llegar con nosotros a través de saraesquivel.org, theword.com, y si usted llega a través de christoftherock.com, usted puede dirigirse con nosotros a través de saraesquivel.org.
So, David, take it away.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break. And remember, you're listening to Cristo the Rock, presented by Un Nuevo Día on 100.7 FM The Word. For more information, you can go to saraesquivel.org, saraesquivel.org, and thewordfm.com.
Stars are brightly shining. This is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. To love one another, His law is love, and His gospel is peace. And chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Oh, sweet hymns of joy, in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise His holy name. Oh, fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices on night divine.
when Christ was born.